Welcome to Technogram, Redington's podcast channel, where we talk to industry leaders from the tech world and bring untold stories to the forefront. As we all know, cybersecurity is a very important element today, increasingly as we rely on digital technologies. And in that regard, today on the show, we have Adarsh Abraham. He's the senior manager for the security practice at Intertech Systems. Adarsh, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Janice.
So let's dive right into it. How did you find yourself in the tech world?
Well, I have to take you down the memory lane a little bit.
Yes, for sure.
So, from my bachelor's in engineering, it was on electronics and communication. So it was more or less bound to be in the IT environment, IT field. Did some work in India and then moved to the UAE. I found my place in 7C's Computers. Mm. As a pre-sales consultant, and
okay.
It all began back in 2007. And then I've grown my way within the space, providing solutions to the customer, a lot of milestones achieved on the way. And then finally, I'm here with Intertech for the last 5 years.
Okay.
Handling the practice. So it started off with Intertech handling network and security practice, and then we needed more focus on the cybersecurity space. And that's how I have evolved into being the senior manager for the cybersecurity program.
Sounds wonderful. So you've got like hardcore channel experience.
Oh, yeah.
I've been with 7Cs and Intertech now.
Been with system integrator for all these years. So, yeah.
So Intertech is a very well-known SI. I think you have had a presence in the region for over 30 years or so. And tell me if I'm wrong or right. But I think the perception of Intertech is that it's more of a cybersecurity company. Is the perception right? How has Intertech evolved over the years? And what is the company's top priorities today?
I'm very glad that you brought in this topic. And that perception out there is that it is a cybersecurity vendor. Intertech started off in 1991 under the able leadership of Naresh Kothari, our managing director.
Mm-hmm.
Started off as more of an infrastructure company.
Okay.
Over the years, we have grown and created differentiator in the market for ourselves. We have evolved and created more deep capabilities in all the technology stack that we do. Cybersecurity being on the forefront. We also have evolved a lot into the infrastructure space itself. Added a lot of solutions, technology solutions in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And in the digital space, app space as well. So that's the evolution path that we have taken. So today, rather than just being known as a cybersecurity company or an infrastructure company or an apps company, we approach the customer as a holistic IT solutions company that they can approach to. So that's where our key areas are. Our top priorities today is developing our own IT. So we have certain industry-focused solutions, whether it be utilities-based, UI experience solutions, softwares. You talk about general insurance, you talk about health insurance, you talk about various other aspects where industry-focused solutions or softwares are being developed by us, and there are specific IPs that we hold in that area. Then on the horizontal space, you talk about VDI, right? So
mm-hmm.
we have our own cloud VDI product,
okay,
which is well accepted across the globe. We have customers from across the globe for that. And other solutions as well. So we have, cybersecurity again cuts across horizontally.
Mm-hmm.
Our other priority is also on the managed services front. We have seen a humongous response from the market for a managed services portfolio.
How new is the managed services portfolio?
So from a managed services perspective, it's been around 10 to 12 years that we are in that space. We have evolved all the years and then, just giving some bodies or, resources to the customer to being able to manage the SLA and the expectations of the business and looking at the business outcomes that need to be achieved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's today we also have something called as an iAutomate, which is an automation platform, which is homegrown for the managed services. We have also evolved it into, being able to, sentiment analysis of the customers, understanding that, moving in that direction in terms of ensuring that the customer delight and satisfaction is brought to the table.
And in this market, you're seeing a lot of response.
Absolutely. That's a growing area because today talent is the biggest, skilled resources is the biggest challenge for any customer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we provide from a SLA perspective. So they can just focus on their business and leave the management and operations to us.
Okay, wonderful. Adarsh, you come with a wealth of experience in cybersecurity. So I'm sure you must be having a lot of stories with you as to the things that we don't usually hear of, right, when we talk about a success story. So I wanted to understand from your point of view, I'm sure you have many, but if you have to choose one particular deployment that was innovative, that was very different from the others, and that you're very proud of, what would that be?
Right. So there are many, as you rightly said, a lot of challenges put across, a lot of areas to work with customers and bring in that experience to the customer in the cybersecurity field. Couple, I would say, one of them is the governance, risk and compliance area, where we have heavily invested in the last 8 to 9 months, and we have seen great success coming in. That's one of the key areas. Another area is in terms of the SD-WAN platform. Now, when we started this journey, that's another example where probably Redington and we collaborated to provide the customer and to address the customer's challenges.
So what was the customer's core challenge?
Right. So one is their increasing cost in terms of their connectivity cost, the reliance on the ISP, and then the other thing is the availability, right? So they had minimum options, or again, because it boils down to the cost, the more the availability that you want from a branch to connect back to their data centers or the cloud, and the whole management itself is a cumbersome process. So we embarked on that SD-WAN journey. We told them how it could benefit them.
If you don't mind me asking, the customers in which space?
He's into the retail space.
Okay.
So you can imagine the number of distributed sites and branches and shops and all that they have. And it is spread across the region. Right, so that was a challenge in terms of it's not just about the deployment, it's also about the logistics and getting the equipment there, how it connects back. So we wanted to go in for a zero touch kind of deployment, so that the resource utilization at the site is very minimal, and hence the success of the project as well. And Redington has really helped us in getting the logistics done for this and ensuring that various countries, the boxes arrive on time, arrived at the destination, the things are done properly in terms of getting it hooked up to the cloud and back to the customer's manager.
Okay. So were you able to do it in such a way that they didn't have any downtime or face any disruptions?
Minimal downtime. So obviously the switch requires a downtime. But obviously it is a minimal downtime. There is no time or configuration effort spent at the customer site. It is just a plug and play for them. So they had to remove the previous device and just connect this device, and they are up and live.
Okay.
So it's as simple as that.
So post implementation, were they able to see some exciting advantages or benefits?
Absolutely. There's a huge cost improvement in terms of getting rid of the expensive MPLS links that they had.
Mm-hmm.
They depended on the cost-effective ADSL links with the back-end backhaul for 4G, etc. So backup for 4G, etc. So that's how they have improved their cost.
Okay, and I'm sure that's a big factor, and I'm sure this customer has come back to you for other needs
100%.
As well.
It's a regular customer for us. We address a lot of areas on security for them. We have worked again with Redington in addressing some of their PAM requirements as well. So it's an ongoing. See, it's not a one-time solution sale, right? So with the customer, we embark on a journey in terms of ensuring that their cybersecurity posture is much better than what it used to be before we started interacting with them.
Right.
So that's the whole goal.
Okay. So how is Intertech different from all the other SIs out there? What makes you different, and what brings the end customer back to you again and again?
So I believe it's the deep technical capabilities that we are invested on and we have developed ourselves, and the solutions that we put forth in terms of going to the customer and discussing holistically in terms of their business outcomes that they want, the issues that they face, and how we address them, right? We don't go in to solve a particular cybersecurity issue. We look at it from a holistic level. We look at it from the risk point of view. We look at how we can, able to reduce that risk and bring their residual risk to a minimum and ensure that they have a peaceful time.
Yeah.
In office. running their business.
So channel partners have the most important job, I would say, right? Because they own the customer relations. But being one is not as easy as it sounds, because there are a lot of challenges, from cash flows to low margins. There are lots of layers of complexities when it comes to the channel business. So as a channel partner who's been in the industry, who's been in the market for several years together, what would you say is one of the new challenges that you have come across in the last couple of years, especially with the emergence of new technologies?
Absolutely. I mean, the challenge that you're particularly asking is, as you said, emerging technologies.
Right.
Adoption of it, how it would benefit the customer, whether it would benefit the customer. Now, we can have all the dialogues around AI and ML, but if it doesn't bring tangible value to the customer, then it's not something that goes well, right? So channel partners, just going a step back, we've always been challenged in terms of competition, in terms of, you know, the margins, in terms of what we can make. But I believe the long-term relationship with the customer is what makes that gap better. And ensuring that they trust us, we trust them, and it's a relationship. So then is where you make better margins, maybe, you are able to serve them in multiple ways so that they understand the value and they pay for the value, right? Mm-hmm. And at Indotech, when you talk about emerging technologies, we always try to be at the forefront of technology. So if you talk about AI and ML, we have a task force, we have a separate division which has been invested into to develop solutions around AI and ML. Obviously, from an IMS or managed services, managed security services standpoint, we have always adopted. As I said earlier, the iAutomate is a platform for automation that we have internally. And a lot of our solution comes with AI and ML as well. So that evolution is a given.
Right. So you have to constantly keep evolving and adapting.
100%.
And that cannot be easier, right?
No, not at all.
So how do you invest as a company? How do you kind of keep that going?
100%. So with the evolution in the cyberspace, the hackers are also evolving. Right?
Yes,
so
for
when
sure.
You talk about AI ML, the hacking tools are based on AI ML right now. So we have to be abreast on that, and we need to be in the forefront, trying to evolve with them or better than them, and making sure we have the right controls in place. And Indotech has always been ready to invest into areas where the market is going, so that our customers can benefit in terms of what solutions we provide.
Okay. And Indotech has been a long-time partner with Redington. And I think over a decade, if I'm not wrong.
2 decades, I would say.
2 decades. Okay. Wow. So ever since, since we started business here. So when did you first hear of Redington? And can you elaborate a little bit about this association?
Sure. So going back to your first part of the question in terms of how Redington and Indotech collaborated, I think it's over 2 decades of interaction. I think Redington was formed around 2000 in this region.
We are celebrating 25 years next year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we started, Indotech started off as an infrastructure company with Compaq, and the relationship moved to HP. Mm-hmm. Same way that Redington's Compaq relationship moved to HP. And since the time you guys are in Middle East, I believe we have been interacting, and there have been a lot of collaboration between Redington and Indotech. The infrastructure business, when it kick-started, and even earlier, and definitely from 2005 onwards, there has been constant interaction with Redington. So that's there. Where I came to know about Redington is, probably the same year I landed out here in 2007, 2008. I believe we had done a major project with HP Proco.
Okay.
On the networking side, and that's where
Who was one of the first people that he spoke to from Redington?
Sajeev Pillai. Okay. Was one of the first people that I spoke to. He was also new in Redington at that point in time. So we cracked the deal together. We worked it out. We worked out the logistics part of it, and it was fun. It was in a different company, but I was in a different company then, but.
Yeah, I think maybe 7 C's.
That's
right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. Nice. Interesting. So this is my last question, Adarsh. How, as SI yourself, and just as an overall perspective with your years of experience in the industry, how do you see the market and the space evolving for channel partners? What do you see your role in the future?
See, I have a different perspective to that. Obviously, the improvement of capabilities, deeper knowledge, etc. But no partner, no vendor can be you know, can address entire requirements of the customer, right? As much as we strive to be, we will not be able to. I see the partners evolving as orchestrators. So we would be the orchestrator there with Redington, with other distributors, partners, skills that are being brought in from different organizations. And we being the orchestrator in front of the customer to deliver those as a single stop for that. I see channel partners evolving into being the orchestrators for the customer in terms of delivering the solutions end to end.
So I think what you're saying is there will be a lot of synergies and partnering 100%. Or collaboration will be the way forward.
100%. I think it plays a major role in the times to come. That ecosystem to be built for that orchestration is very important, and it will involve a lot more partners coming together to give a better output to the customer.
Okay, thanks, Adarsh. Before I let you go, if you can tell us, like, if you're not thinking about technology, what else is going on in your mind? Like, what else do you do when you're not working?
Family, traveling,
right?
Seeing places.
All the usual things.
All the usual things, yeah.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Adarsh, for spending your time with us here today.
Thank you so
much. And hopefully we can have you back on the show again.
I hope so.
Thank you.
Look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janice.